Page 218. D. The Globe.
Today's Globe is the third Globe Theatre. The first was built in 1599. It was constructed using three different materials. The entire framework was made of young oak. The wood had to be flexible since the whole structure was made by hand. They tried to build the new globe in the same way as the first one, using Elizabethan tools and methods instead of using modern machinery. The building process was incredibly time-consuming. For example, each of the pegs in the framework was cut by hand and took an hour and a half to make, and there are 12,000 of them. No wonder it took 6 years to build the theatre. The roof of the globe is the only thatched roof in London. Thatching has been banned in the city since the Great Fire in 1666. The globe was granted special permission on one condition. They must be very careful with fire. The thatching was in fact the reason that the first Globe Theatre was destroyed. During a performance of Henry VIII in 1613, the company decided to fire a cannon, but unfortunately they did not aim the cannon high enough. The blast was meant to go over the thatching and into the river. Instead, it got lodged in the roof and the entire theatre burned down in about 2 hours.
As you can see in the picture, there is a gallery on the upper level.
The middle section is where the musicians are housed. The actors are also here if the play requires two levels, for example, Romeo and Juliet. The other two balconies are designated areas for the audience, who can actually be on stage with the actors. These seats used to be the most expensive in Shakespeare's day. You might wonder why they charge the highest prices for the worst possible view. The reason is that if you were interested in hearing the play well, you had to get as close to the actors as possible. The audience was not only highly involved in the play in Shakespeare's day, they would also respond immediately to what was going on. This was well before we were trained to sit quietly during a play and talk about the experience afterwards. If there was a villain in the play, for example, the audience would not hesitate to shout at the actor, and they were also known to throw things on stage. These balcony seats were also in great demand because the audience could be on display. It was a way of gaining publicity. Instead of exhibiting fame and fortune on television screens or on a magazine cover, you had to do this in a live capacity. The people upstage would pay sixpence for this privilege. If you were seated anywhere else in the theatre, the standard charge was twopence. You could also pay an extra penny for a cushion to sit on. They were filthy and filled with fleas and mice. Cushions are also available today, but there have been no attempts to make them authentic in any way. The open area, which can accommodate about 600 people when standing, offers the cheapest tickets. There is a strict no umbrella policy. Since this part of the globe has no roof, the audience stands the chance of getting drenched, but shows are never cancelled due to bad weather. The seated and roofed section can host approximately 900 people in total. In Shakespeare's time, the audience was supposedly twice as large. It must have been quite crowded and smelly. At that time, people normally had only a couple of baths a year. They also chewed garlic in an attempt to ward off diseases. Can you imagine the smell?